I was about to begin my lesson by saying, if you've known me very long, but everybody in here has known me very long, so I want to admit something to you, and I'm serious. I think most of you would not realize this, knowing me even as long as you have. I have a real problem with patience. Not when I was an adolescent. I was a very calm and easygoing guy. Not even in high school. I was very calm and easygoing. But when the kids started coming and I started needing to earn a living for my family, I just started having a problem with patience. I would sit down at a typewriter. I bet some of our young men don't even know what a typewriter is, but I would sit down at a typewriter because I needed to start a sermon, and I would start the introduction, and I'd get into it, and I'd get a mental block, and I'd pull that paper out of the typewriter and wad it up and throw it away, and 10 minutes later I'm saying, why did I do that? And I'm going to have to start completely over. So I had a problem with patience. I just had no patience. Today I have that problem under control, except when it has to do with me. I just don't have any patience with myself. What I need to do, what we all need to do, is make a determined effort to have patience. To make a determined effort to finish what we start, to have a determined effort to make things right in our lives. And I appreciate the fact that Barry led some songs, and quite often the song leader will lead songs if I have pre-announced my sermon topic. I appreciate that Barry did that, because we need to make a determined effort in everything that we do. If we're still in school, we need to make a determined effort in school. If we're in sports, we need to make a determined effort. And in the Lord, we need to make a determined effort in everything we do for the Lord. You see, the Lord, when he developed this relationship with us, really set that as a precedent. Oh, I'm going to find some verses to read tonight that talks about this, but really it was almost an unspoken precedent. He needs us to make a determined effort, because unless we endure to the end, we're not going to find eternity. Or at least the eternity that we find is not the eternity we're anticipating. Unless we finish the course, unless we stay the fight, unless we continue, unless we're faithful, even unto death, even Jesus says, if we're not, we will not find the eternity that we're looking for. So whether we're talking about vision, we all have vision, or purpose, we all have purpose, or insight, yes, but without the determination to see it through, vision, purpose, insight is just like a pipe dream. We just think about it, but we never set it into practice. Now, we do need vision, and we do need purpose, and we do have ample scripture to show that that is the case. But regardless, from time to time, we're going to fail. It's not everything goes right all the time. We admit that, we realize that, but it is so hard when it happens. And when we fail, we need to be determined to let Jesus help us up and let Jesus dust us off and start on this road to heaven once again. As a scripture text, I've chosen a passage from Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning with verse 23, and I'm going to make a few comments as we go. Proverbs 4, 23 and following. Solomon says, keep your heart with all diligence. Isn't that determination? Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of the heart, a diligent heart, springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead. That's the determination we're talking about. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Don't look too far down the road. Look at what is right before you. Ponder your path, the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from an evil path. Don't worry about what's going on. Worry about where we're going. And if we find ourselves on that evil path, get off of it and get back on the straight and narrow. That is determination. I looked up the word determination on my internet dictionary. Sometimes I don't like the definition it gives me at all. I really do, though, this time. And you'll be hearing various parts of this definition throughout my lesson. Here is my internet definition, my internet dictionary definition of determination. Determination is inner fortitude and strength of character. I like that. It is discipline to remain consistent, strong, and diligent, regardless of the odds or demands. It is the act of deciding definitely and firmly, are coming to a resolve. Determination is acting in faith when we temporarily lose sight of where we're going. Now, I don't know who wrote that definition. I doubt if they had religion in mind, but it fits. Determination is acting in faith when we temporarily lose sight of where we're going. So that's the definition we will use for determination tonight. Now, without determination, what's going to happen? Well, to use biblical terminology, we're going to be tossed to and fro. We're going to let the wind beat us around. We're going to be here and there. We're going to let the world beat us to a pulp if we are not determined to stand for Christ. Without determination, we will find ourselves reacting to certain situations in a way we would never dream we would act before. In other words, a casual word spoken in anger, an evil thought that we would never think of before, saying something to hurt someone that for the life of us we would never want to hurt. We need to be determined, and for the most part, we are. So let's build on that. Without determination, we're not going to find the inner strength, that's what the definition said, the consistent, strong, diligent need that we have. Now, Paul addresses this actually throughout his writings. I probably could have read no less than 20 or 30 passages. I selected these two to read. One of them we're not so familiar with. The other one we are very familiar with. To the Corinthians, Paul said, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong." And the passage we're very familiar with, "Therefore, take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." And here's the reason we need to be aware of this. Brethren, we need to realize that the devil is making a determined effort to get us. He's already gotten the world, and now he's after us. And by us, I mean a far smaller group of people than we had 20, 50, 100 years ago. Statistically, the churches of Christ, the Lord's church, is the smallest we have been since the Restoration. And brethren, that is alarming, but it seems to be the trend of the world. And the more determined Satan is to hold us back, we need to be even more determined to move forward. Oh yes, I know. It's so easy to get discouraged. Don't you know how discouraging it is to be a preacher in our brotherhood today? Yes, it's depressing. We have our preachers, some of our most skilled preachers, that are getting out of preaching and getting into life insurance or pharmaceutical selling. That's just happens to be two of the friends that I know. Instead of being discouraged or depressed, we need to be determined. And if we cannot turn the world around, and I seriously doubt if we can, then we need to get ourselves to heaven. And if our numbers here in Port Lavaca, or if our brotherhood numbers continue to dwindle as they have in the last 15 or 20 years, so be it. We need to be determined to get ourselves to heaven. And if our brothers and sisters just don't see fit to attend anymore, so be it. We need to get ourselves to heaven. If we allow Satan to discourage us and make us so despondent that we quit working, he wins. And we cannot do that. In the book of Joshua, just as Joshua was about to lead the Israelites into Canaan's land, we read of one of the tribes called Manasseh. Now, Manasseh was one of the tribes that was to enter into the promised land. And you know that story very well. God told them, when you enter into Canaan, you need to run all of those Canaanites out. And the implication is, if you don't, they're going to cause problems, which we know they did. Well, Manasseh didn't do what God told them to do. In fact, it seems that they almost compromised with the Canaanites so that there wasn't any problems. Not only did they forget about God's command, they forgot about the promise that God made, that he would be with them and he would help them. Let me read from Joshua 1. Have I not commanded you, this is the Lord speaking, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now with that promise, you would think that the tribe of Manasseh and the other tribes of Israel would proudly march through that land, run all of the indigenous out, claim that land for their own, the land that was promised to their fathers and their forefathers. You would think that would be the case, but it wasn't. The Canaanites were more determined to stay than the Israelites were determined to run them out. Still reading from Joshua. Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites, New King James says, were determined to dwell in the land. Who was determined? Not the tribe of Manasseh, but the Canaanites. So the reason the tribe of Manasseh was not able to run them out was not their armament, was not their number, was not their fighting style. It was their lack of determination. Nothing is accomplished if we are not determined to make it happen. The Canaanites were more determined to stay than the Israelites were determined to run them out. Now, brethren, through determined effort, you and I can run sin out of our lives. Oh, I don't know if the preacher knows what he's talking about there. We live in such a sinful world. I don't know that that's the case. Let me say it again with great determination. You and I can run sin out of our lives. But it seems that many of us, are allowing sin to be part of our lives because we lack the determination to completely run it out. That's why sin is a problem in our lives. We lack the determination to completely run it out. God has given us the power to do it. He's given us the promise to do it. We just need more determination. We need to remember what John said. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Sin doesn't give up easily. The devil doesn't give up easily, and neither can we. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Brethren, it takes determination, but it takes God's help to overcome evil, or evil will eventually overcome us. And that's why every congregation that I know of, every preacher that I've talked to agrees, just about every preacher I've talked to agrees, that there are more people who used to be active in their congregation than who are active now. In other words, if we could just get our inactive members back, we could double in size. 1 Peter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your enemy, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. That's the New King James Translation. Brethren, the church can only survive with determination. And we, individually, collectively, can only survive with determination. In 2 Chronicles chapter 2, we read about the determination of Solomon. I don't want to look at Solomon's future. I want to look at him right then and there. Do you remember what he was determined to do? He was going to build the temple of God. Remember David, his father, wanted to. David, though, was a man after blood, a man who had shed blood. So God said, no, I'm not going to allow you, David, to build the temple. I'll allow you to gather all of the things, and Solomon will build the temple. He wanted to build the temple. He was determined to build the temple and, of course, a residence for himself. Now, Solomon inherited what a lot of historians believe was the greatest physical kingdom ever known to man. I'm sure Solomon had a lot of obstacles, but he also had God on his side. He was determined to finish the temple. He had inner fortitude. That's what we read a moment ago. He had strength of character. That's what we read a moment ago. To be consistent, strong, and diligent, regardless of the odds and demands that were placed against him. That's the definition of determination. We also must be determined to see God's kingdom extended, because evangelism is tough right now. I read a few brotherhood writers that say it's cyclical. It runs in cycles. Right now the cycle is way, way down. But soon, they say, hopefully the cycle will start up again. I don't know if that is true. I certainly hope it is. But I know that evangelism is hard. Let's use the sojourners as our example. Those are among the most dedicated people I've ever known. I would never leave the comfort of my home and the comfort of my friends and my family and go somewhere that I didn't know in order to knock streets I've never been on before. I would never want to go up to a house where there are strangers and talk to them, not knowing if there are dogs or something else in the yard. Those are among the most dedicated people I have ever known. But did you realize we didn't have a single baptism in these 10 days? Not a single. First time ever that we've not had a single baptism. Evangelism is hard. Therefore, we've got to work harder. If evangelism is hard, we've got to work harder. We've got to be even more determined. Now remember that definition a moment ago. We must find the inner fortitude, the strength of character, the discipline to remain strong and diligent and consistent, regardless of the odds, regardless of what Satan throws before us. We must never lose sight of where we're going. And I'm not talking about home or to Whataburger. I'm talking about going to heaven. We must never lose sight that we are going to heaven, but it takes determination. There's a passage of scripture. This is a quotation of Jesus. We don't mention it much. I've never mentioned it in a sermon that I remember before, though it might have been in a context of a reading. Listen to what Jesus says. Matthew 11, verse 12, the latter part of the verse. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Satan wants the church destroyed. We must be determined to keep it afloat. And one final verse, and the lesson is yours. As Paul said, we must echo. None of these things move us, nor do we count our life dear to ourselves, so that we may finish the race with joy and the ministry which we receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And I personalize that for us, Acts 20, verse 24. Never give up, brethren. That's what the Lord says. Never give up. Never give in. Never surrender. We have to believe that all things work together for good, for them that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. Never suffer from a lack of courage. Face the odds. Is somebody going to dislike us more if we try to tell them about the Bible than they do now? I sincerely doubt it. We can't allow anyone to stop us from accomplishing our goal. We need to try again and again and again and again. And if that person won't study with us, let's find someone else that will study with us. We must never surrender to our discouragement or despair, no matter what might confront us. We must be determined to live now for the Lord in order to hear Jesus say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servants." Brethren, regardless of the obstacles, we need to remember this. We still have an easier time being Christians in the United States than most people in the world. We need to appreciate that. We are losing those freedoms. Let them go. We're still determined to serve the Lord. Once again, I did not mention first principles in this sermon. It was really not designed as an uplifting sermon. It was more designed to help us be determined to face all obstacles, the obvious ones and the not so obvious ones, and realize that we have to be faithful until death, and then Christ will give us that crown of everlasting life. If we can get Barry to come in, we'll get him to lead the song. Here he comes. If there is anyone tonight that needs to respond to the Lord's invitation, whether it is for baptism or for any other reason, won't you come as we stand together and sing this song?